Yeshaya Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. This parak opens with the continuation of the last parak, which described how Hashem will make ugly the haughty, immodest women of Yisrael. There will be so many men killed that seven single women at a time will try and run after one man's hand in marriage, even if they know they won't be supported by their future husband. And Pasuk Beis through Vav, which is the end of the parak, the Metsudas learns these actual psukim are talking about when Mashiach comes. On that day, Hashem, in all His glory, will make fruit grow and sprout for the remaining people in Yerushalayim. As all the remaining people in Yerushalayim will be called Kadosh, holy, as they lived in Yerushalayim because they wanted true life, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, Vayah Anishar Betzion Vanoser Yerushalayim Kadosh Yomarlo. And all the remaining people that remained in Sion and Yerushalayim, Hashem will call them Kadosh, holy, called Kol HaKasuv B'Chayim B'Yerushalayim. Because all the people that are inscribed in the Book of Life that wanted true life were in Yerushalayim. Rashi explains, the people who will remain after the Great War will be called Tzadikim, as they have decided to settle the land of Tzion. The Metsudas brings, the remaining people will be considered Tzadikim, as our Pasuk says, Hashem called them Kadosh, holy. The Yalkut Shmoni brings, Yisrael is considered precious in the eyes of Hashem, as Hashem called Yisrael Kadosh, holy, as Hashem's name is also Kadosh, as it says, Kadoshim tiyu ki Kadosh ani. You should be holy because I, Hashem, am holy. I, too, am Kadosh. Each and every single one of us need to know and believe how much Hashem loves us. Even the smallest Jew Hashem loves. No matter what you have done, Hashem still cares about you. As we are considered Hashem's children. A child is a child regardless of whether you feel it or not. Hashem's love for us is l'mayla min haseichel, defies logic, as the neshamas, souls of Klal Yisrael, were one of the items which predated the creation of the world. What a schus it is to be a Jew. The Navi continues, Hashem will have cleaned out all the blood that was spilled in Yerushalayim, and Hashem will create a cloud of glory, a sukkah that will protect Yisrael from the impeding negative forces. As it says in Pasuk Vav, which is the last Pasuk in the Perek, V'sukkah tiyel etzel yoman mechorv l'machsev l'mistor mizer m'matar. That a sukkah will be to protect the Jews at that time from the heat, as they will cover up and protect them from rains and storms. The Metsudas explains, this is a parable that Hashem will protect us from our enemy's hand who's trying to harm us. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.